Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Some ethologists use the terms neophilia and neophobia to describe the behaviors of certain species of animals. Not just certain species of animals, but also certain species of animals engaged in a particular activity. A common example is more solitary animals who tend to be more neophobic when they're hunting. Presumably this occurs because they learn what to hunt and how to hunt and everything about the hunt from their mothers. Because when they go off on their own, there's no supporting pack out there to remind them what's safe to hunt and eat and what isn't. Compare that hunting strategy to that of group hunters or cooperative hunters, who often will go after much larger game. When animals hunt in a group, each member of the group has a specific function. Were any one of those animals to go off and try to bring down prey alone, their chance of succeeding would be quite low. Humans are another member of the animal kingdom that also tend to have neophobic and neophilic tendencies. We all know people who want to try everything new that comes down the pike, just because it's new. There are also humans who are neophobic. They won't change for love nor money. Even if something isn't working for them, they will keep using it rather than risk changing. What does this have to do with the human-animal bond? It turns out that some people are strictly neophobic or philic when it comes to what they do with their animals, how, when, and why. Some people want to try every new thing that comes down the pike, whether that be a species of animal or a breed within a particular species. They want to be the first. They're just attracted to it. They want to be the first on their block to have a dog with a name that nobody can pronounce, that nobody ever heard of, so they can say, this is a blah blah, and it does blah blah. And then there are other people who have always had the same kind of dog, and they've always gotten that same kind of dog from the same type of place. They will continue to do this even though it's obvious to other people that the dogs coming from that same place are no longer the same kind of dogs because that place is no longer the same kind of place it used to be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or even 60 years ago. Other times people do it with diet. Every new diet fad that comes along for their animals, they are all over it. Meanwhile, other people, they won't change. They won't change at all. It doesn't matter whether the company has fallen on hard times or shown to have used contaminated products or whatever, they'll stick by it. Because that's what they did, that's what their parents did, that's what their grandparents did. The same thing is also true with training. Some people will try every training fad that comes down the pike, every new device, every new wrinkle, every little thing that's different. Other people, they just do what they've always done, what they were always taught, what their parents did, and on and on and on and on. So which way is best? It turns out that neither or both are, depending on how you look at it. The challenge is not to get locked into one extreme or another. The key is balance. Not to be so seduced by novelty that we bounce from change to change to change relative to our pets, And not being so set in our ways that we can't consider change when change is necessary. It's all about balance. That's what nature is about. Finding the balance. Sticking with what works and being willing to give up what doesn't. And not to waste time making changes just for the sake of making changes. And not to hang on too long. It's about balance. It's about mindfulness.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.